It's rare, as we said earlier, it's very rare during the 9 days that we do any type of new music alert. But Eli Schwebel and somebody who he is going to introduce to us in a moment has gone ahead and has released something that literally yesterday, which is quite appropriate for this time of year. So it made it into our new music alert category, even during the 9 days, which again, we don't usually focus on. And here's the opportunity to speak with the people responsible for this brand new selection. You know, I was thinking overnight that Eli really should be on the list of kings of a cappella. Because, and it might be, he might be a victim of his own success, because Leif Tahar really never was exclusively in the a cappella category, because they had so many great non-a cappella offerings as well. But if you think about it, they are among the best a cappella selections in the history of the a cappella genre of Jewish music. Eli Schwebel, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Well, it is. It feels like home, Nachum. It feels like home.
You heard what I said? You could be considered among the kings of a cappella in Jewish music. However, Leif Tahar might be a victim of its own success, because you guys dabbled and performed so well in all arenas of Jewish music, frankly.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for that compliment. I dedicated a lot of my time to singing with my family, singing with my friends since we're kids. So right. For me, it's very natural. And we came up with all those harmonies. And I absolutely, I love music so much. So you know what? You can take me off that list. I don't care.
And by the way, can we add, if you don't mind, we don't have to spend much time on this, but can we add that since Simchas Torah, you have also been singing with Israeli soldiers? So yes, family and friends and professionals in the industry have been the subjects that you've paired along with over the years, but you've added the Israeli soldiers prominently to your repertoire as well over the last few months.
That is the greatest experience of my entire life, bar none. There's no experience. I mean, I've had a lot. I've traveled the world. And I've done a lot of crazy things in my life. But I'll tell you that I'll tell you that there's no experience that, I mean, to have a soldiers come over to you, hug you, and kiss you, and say, before you came here, and send you voice notes, Eli, Eli, after, I remember 130 days, these guys, it was 130 days, I was up north at the tank, to have these people hug you and kiss you and tell you that you changed their life, and they were in a terrible position, and they were feeling horrible as a group, and we uplifted them. There's nothing I could ask for. Like I said, Rabbi Shalom, I said, "Is this chut?" I was screaming.
To say the least. And now we're at day 305 as we continue to pray for our brothers and sisters being held captive, and for our brothers and sisters who, of course, are in the IDF, IAF, intelligence sources, and getting ready. Hopefully they'll never have to utilize these skills to the degree that the news reports are telling us, but getting ready for whatever the enemy has to offer. Eli Schwebel is with us live via telephone. All right, folks, he's got a brand new, with a partner who he's about to introduce to us. He's got a brand new a cappella selection. It's rare that we do this during the 9 days, but after all, if Eli comes out with something, especially if it's timely, we are going to feature it on the air in what we call a New Music Alert Tuesday. All right, Eli, first, tell the audience who's with us live via telephone this morning.
Well, everybody, audience, let me introduce you to a truly talented singer-songwriter. I was introduced by a guy named Yo Mace a couple of years back, and we've been working on songs together with Mordechai Shapiro. And we overlapped time, and we ended up spending time with each other, getting to know each other. Ladies and gentlemen, Gavriel Reichman.
Gavriel Reichman, hey. Welcome to JM and the AM.
Hey, thank you so much for having us. It's awesome.
A pleasure. And yeah. Eli, you've been hinting to the fact, for those of us who have been paying attention, It sounds like this is not just a one-off for this summer. It sounds like over the next few weeks we're going to be treated to some brand new material in general. Is Gavriel part of it, or is this a one-time experience with him?
Well, Gavriel, well, we hope to do a lot in the future, but Gavriel's, this project is called Av. Gavriel, why don't you tell them a little about your project, and then I'll tell them about what I'm going to be doing and what we're going to be doing as well with the other version of
it. And the Av, I assume, is AAVV, correct?
Yes, that's it. So on my Akev Hebrew music profile, I've been releasing month by month, every month on Rosh Chodesh, for that month, spelled just four letters, so I need to be very careful about which letters I choose. This month it was doubling the AV to be AAVV.
I like that.
And then Elo's going to be featuring Mordechai Shapiro, and Ellie's song with Mordechai is also absolutely incredible.
And so guess what? And so is he's got real song with Mordechai, which is going to, he did an Ashamnu that's going to be gorgeous for Elo. We've been talking about the music, and it's really great, Nachum, to be in a music conversation with the Chevra, you know, with this small Jewish community, you know, the guys who are open to discussing music, who love music. It's such a great thing to be able to collaborate with friends and in this community that are really dedicated to the love of music and the creation of music, and not, you know, there's a lot of guys that are kind of like stuck in the business end of it, and I get that. Listen,
I get it too, but I'll give you some of this credit, frankly, because you've always regarded everybody as colleagues, and you love collaborating with anybody who's willing to, you know, experiment with you musically. So I get it. You're passing on a lot of compliments, well-deserved, but I think you're a big part of it as well.
Well, thank you, Nachum. And I'm a big staunch supporter, and I scream from the rooftops about how important this is, because, you know, it's like, I have Russo and Misusa, or like, I don't like to say, it's like, you got to grow.
And not just that, you're also a believer that the total is greater than the sum of its parts, that if you have a couple of individuals who are really talented and really good together, they could put together an experience like no other.
Yes. And I'm telling you, he called me, Gavriel, and we just ended up schmoozing. He's like, hey, what do you think about this song? And he showed me a piano part that he and his brother had been working on. They had a verse and a chorus that I was listening to. I was like, you know what? He's like, you want to do this song with me? And I said, first of all, I love that piano part, but let's write it together and let's come for the concept. And we came up with this concept. Gavriel says, I don't want to write like another Al Eilat. Like, let's do something with you. I'm like, no, that's what we're going to do. We're going to rewrite Al Eilat. Like, you know, we were in camp. In camp, I said, you know, there's a very specific, old, like, kind of gets from the 70s, 80s concept of what Al Eilat is still going. It's still beautiful tone. But what's happening now in the zeitgeist? What's happening now in Eretz Yisrael? How do we bridge Tisha B'Av and October 7th? How do we bridge that for the musical zeitgeist? And how do we bring this together in a cappella? And there are 700 vocal tracks on this. 700 separate vocals.
now we know it's an Elie Schwebel project.
Oh yeah.
That's hilarious. Elie Schwebel with us. Until now, the mystery guest, Gavriel Reichman, is with us. He's no longer a mystery guest. We know exactly who he is. And if you know the work of Akev and you know the efforts he makes each and every month to do something appropriate toward the beginning of the brand new month, and you know exactly what we're talking about. Obviously, for the month of Av, not only is it spelled and being promoted as AAVV for the reasons that Gavriel mentioned, but in addition to that, they wanted to come up with something appropriate, something a cappella, Al Eila, obviously, words that are dominating for the reasons Ellie just said, this time of the year, and especially for the year that we're having right now. Gavriel, anything? We're going to play the song and get everybody a taste of what it's all about. And I'm assuming it's available out there everywhere. It literally just came out. Gavriel, what do you want to add on this? What could you tell us about this experience of getting together and releasing a song, an a cappella version, to words that have been pretty commonplace this time of year for many, many years at this point?
So I think what it's been for me is I really wanted to do something a cappella for us, something appropriate, and I looked to my childhood heroes, was Leif Tahar, Ellie Schwebel. You know, I grew up on their a cappella. I really did. Camp Monk days, you know. And I hit up Ellie. I told him I had this idea. I'm like, I don't want to make an alayla. And he's like, I have a great idea. How about instead of that, let's make an alayla. And that's actually the conversation that happened. And, you know, I'm so happy that we did. It really, I think I was afraid to touch on the subject matter, but right. I think Ellie really helped use the gravitas of the moment and create something really special.
And I'd like to just, before you play it, Malcolm, sure. I just want to talk about the real importance of honoring Echa and making it and not shying away from the actual words of what we are actually saying. I mean, if you read Echa and you read the Kinnus, I mean, it's happening right now.
Yep.
It's just happening right now, and the depth of the and the struggle in this song and the reprieve and how we come out of that is very, very today, and it was back then. I mean, Sinas Chinam. I mean, it's just the ultimate day of representation of October 7th.
Yeah.
In all of it, it's just read the book.
Yeah, look.
And this, we hope, will help give you that sound. Will help give you the soundtrack to Echa. As you prepare for Tisha B'Av.
Look, for those who worry about getting into Tisha B'Av, especially those who do remember, you know, Camp Tisha B'Av and how different it is to be outside of that environment and be in a work environment on Tisha B'Av, it's unfortunately going to be a lot easier this year to get into the mood as we consider what our brothers and sisters have been going through and the situation that we are in right now. Ellie Schwebel, Gavriel Reichman, congratulations to both of you on this. We'll play it for the audience. I'm assuming, Ellie, it's available everywhere at this point. What should people do?
Well, it's, 24/6, it's available. It's available on YouTube as a lyric video, and will be on the streaming, yes, if you go to YouTube and check out my page, it'll be on my page as a lyric video. It's right. Called AAVV, right. It'll be on the streaming platforms in the next 24 hours.
Gavriel Reichman, thanks for joining us. A pleasure to meet you in this arena.
Thank you for having me.
And Ellie Schwebel, as I always say to you, don't be a stranger. Bring Gavriel in and we'll do some more about Jewish music. Always love reuniting with you.
I love you. I love you, Nachum. You're a hero. I love you. Thank you so much.
Ellie Schwebel, Gavriel Reichman. It's called AAVV, A-A-V-V. And here it is, brand new, a cappella style for the 9 days. And for a 9 days, that truly is going to feel like a 9 days like we've had none other in recent times here at JM in the AM.
each other now. We can't be taken down. We're holding on to you. Our brothers, but a fool.
JM and the AM. There it is. Al Ela, Eli Schwebel, Gavriel Reichman together, brand new here. We'll call it a new music alert Tuesday at JM and the AM.